This is Newsroom, a production of the Radio, Television, Film Department at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. I'm Michael Hiplin. On today's program, we'll be taking a look at both the pro and con sides of the River Project, which Central Arkansas voters will be deciding August 1st. That's on the way in the next half hour on Newsroom. My guest in the first segment is Little Rock Mayor Jim Daly. Mayor, first off, thanks for taking time for me this morning. Let's start by explain for me exactly what is the River Project.
All right, I appreciate it. The River Project is actually, to me, bigger than just the project as defined, but let's start with the project as defined, and that is the doubling of the size of the convention center in Little Rock. Right now we have roughly 70,000 square feet of open exhibit space plus the other meeting rooms, and this would give us roughly another 70,000 square feet of exhibit space that would be connected, which really gives us the opportunity to hold larger conventions in Little Rock, which are missing some of the bigger conventions. Also gives us an opportunity to host multiple conventions of the same size in our existing facility once we would enlarge it. And we're also missing out on some conventions right now simply because we have done such a good job over the last few years of selling our convention exhibit space that it's sort of like the rooms are all full for the next couple of years, and we need the space in order to be able to continue to expand this business. So that's a piece of this total river project we're talking about. The other major component of it, which represents about $55 million of the total $75 million for the River Project, is the multipurpose events center, which would be built on the North Little Rock side of the river on the riverfront. This really is a sports arena, an entertainment facility, an 18,000-seat facility that would actually host all kinds of conferences, convocations, sporting events, entertainment events, ice hockey, ice skating. It can be a major Central Arkansas community center as well as being a place for sporting events that we do not have the facilities and capacity right now for in fact, we just don't have the capacity. And then in addition to that, we would be looking at ways to tie the two sides of the river together, in essence, to create that energy that brings both sides of the river together using the old railroad bridge that goes right into our amphitheater riverfront park. And assuming the location will be on the north side of the river, which it will be, but that it will end up, we work out the land arrangements on the property where the Kroger is located. There between Broadway on the north side and Interstate 30 on the east side of that property. The acreage there then would take you on virtually down to the river, and with other riverfront improvements and a marina and connections across the bridge, walkways and trams and all of that. So the project itself really embraces the multipurpose event center and the doubling of the size of the convention center, even though there are a lot of other things that are being worked on that make the riverfront idea much bigger than just those two construction projects.
There have been quite a few people who are questioning whether or not we really need this new arena. Is it necessary? Do you think we really can stand to have another arena in Central Arkansas?
Well, and I'm cautious about using the word arena because it is bigger and broader than just an arena. Arena like Fayetteville, Bud Walton Arena for primarily basketball and to some extent for entertainment. This facility would be much more comprehensive in that it would host events that might have only several thousand people in them, but it'll be able to host events up to 18,000 people for all kinds of things. One of the problems with just an arena is that sometimes they're designed purely for sporting events. This one would give you the kind of control for acoustics, the full entertainment spectrum that maybe some of the other facilities do not have. And let's step back just a minute and get specific on your question, because if you look at the capacities for various facilities in Central Arkansas, you go from Robinson Center, which has about 3,000 seats, you go to Barton Coliseum that can seat about 10,000, and then you jump to War Memorial Stadium, which seats about 55,000, and that's outdoors. I mean, it's not a covered, closed-in facility, and you're subject to the whims of nature to some extent. So in between there, there's a niche between this 10,000 and 40,000 or 50,000, and even though we've shown now we can draw major entertainment crowds by bringing 40,000-plus people to a War Memorial Stadium, and War Memorial Stadium still plays a vital role in our community, there is a place in there in between where we need to have something that will fit that marketplace that's within a closed facility, and for entertainment or sporting events or community events or whatever, we'll be able to host a larger crowd than Barton Coliseum, but not necessarily as big a crowd, or in addition to that, one that's protected from the elements in between War Memorial and Barton.
I know some of the opponents recently held the opponents to this project recently held a news conference down at the old Kmart building in the area where the arena will be to point out what they say is a problem with homeless people, with a lot of crime in that area, and also to show the lack of parking in that area. Is this the best possible area that could be found for this?
Well, I mean, there are some who would say, well, we should go out and build it, you know, out on the outskirts of the city and build acres and acres of parking, and that should be the way it should be done. I submit that in most cities around the nation that really are successful cities, that the thriving central core is a key component of the future of the city, its heart, the downtown. And the fact that we're bringing together both sides of the river on this project to work on the development or redevelopment of not only Little Rock's downtown through the expansion of our convention center and the East Markham Entertainment District, which is already beginning to happen, we're also talking about redevelopment and activities on the north side of the river, and then tying the two of them together so we get a central core with a river that runs through it, and it becomes an exciting place for visitors as well as our own citizens to enjoy. And the parking issue comes up in a lot of people's minds because they envision, some of them, well, it should be just this acres and acres of parking. But in reality, there are some 6,000 parking spaces on each side of the river within 5 minutes walking distance of the facility. And therefore, if you consider that we're going to make this a pedestrian and tramway bridge that connects the two sides of the river between our Riverfront Park Convention Center and the facility on the north side of the river, the arena, then really what we're saying is that there's 12,000 parking spaces within 5 minutes. In addition to that, there will be another 800 car parking garage that will be built as part of the expansion of the convention center on the Little Rock side, and there will also be a small parking deck that will be built in connection with this facility on the north side of the river. And I think the key to remember, and I visit a lot of cities in their downtowns, is that it's not so much that you have the parking immediately available, but that people feel secure in being able to move from where their cars are, or if they were able to enter through our convention center and catch a tram to go over to an event on the north side of the river, or if they were at an event on the north side of the river and wanted to come down to the entertainment district on the Little Rock side of the river, and they're able to move back and forth either walking or shuttling safely and feel like there's a lot there for them to do and it brings people together in ways that are exciting, then I think that we have the best of all those worlds put together, and we don't have to go out and create another center someplace whose sole purpose is just to have sporting events or entertainment events, and then everybody leaves those acres of parking alone for nothing to happen until the next event comes along.
So if this project is approved by voters, you had mentioned the tram. Is that one part of this that will immediately be built, or is that just in consideration at this point?
Well, the specifics of the tram have not been defined, but I can tell you that from Mayor of Little Rock's standpoint and the Mayor of North Little Rock, that we are looking at the ways that we move people back and forth across the river as a vital ingredient for all of this to work the way it's supposed to. So that is I'll say it, and it can be for the record, that's going to be one of the primary considerations that I have. We're going to use this as a central part of our theme in ways that we bridge the two sides of the river. And in fact, one of the themes of the whole river district is embraced around the idea that there are six bridges that connect the two sides of the river. And therefore, we're planning on developing a river district that probably will be called the Six Bridges River District. And on both sides of the river, there will be riverfront development for people to enjoy themselves as well as maybe even in the future residential living and other things that I think are going to bring our downtown into the 21st century in the ways that we'd like for it to be.
Now, one of those six bridges has been, the old Rock Island Bridge,
right.
has been slated to be torn down pretty much ever since it was abandoned, I think, in the early 80s. So will this mean that that bridge will be brought back into service?
Well, let me state that two ways. First of all, so everyone knows which bridge you're discussing, because if you move from the east toward the west, the most easterly bridge or eastern bridge is the one you're discussing, and it has been pegged by Rock Island for demolition. Mayor Hayes from North Little Rock, myself, and County Judge Valines have scheduled, assuming everyone's schedules work out correctly, but as of right now, we've scheduled a flight to Omaha in early August to meet with the executives of the railroad in order to be able to discuss that, because early conversation indicates that the only reason they're wanting to tear it down is because they're not using it, and therefore there's some liability exposure, and we're going to offer them some ways for us to take over that bridge, and that would be for future development farther to the east on the other side of Interstate 30, whereas right now the bridge we're talking specifically about development is the one that's to the west of Interstate 30 and would connect this new multipurpose center to our riverfront and to our convention center. But yes, we do plan to save the other bridge too.
Let's talk a little bit about the finances of the entire river project. How will this be financed? It's a 1 cent sales tax that will last a year?
That's part of it. I mean, we're talking about, as I indicated, a $75 million project, $20 million of it for the expansion of the convention center on Little Rock side, and $55 million for the arena / sports multipurpose facility on the north side of the river, and then the improvements to the bridge. And so that $75 million, of that, $20 million would be coming from the state. And we've already received authorization from the state legislature for the money to be used. It's in Category A. $20 million will be coming for the state. $10 million will be coming from the private sector. So private corporations have been contacted, and commitments are in place, and at a minimum, $10 million will be raised from the private sector to be part of this total package. Finally, we're asking the citizens, with state participation and now with private participation, we're asking the citizens of the whole county to participate by voting a one-year, 1 cent sales tax in. It'll be on for 1 year and end after a year. And it's projected to raise about $45 million, maybe a little bit more than that, but a minimum of $45 million, which gives us the $75 million package we're talking about. It's all paid for that way up front. There's no debt service on it. There's no bonding. There's no interest to be paid. It's a pay-as-you-go project, $75 million using state, private, and the public voting in the 1 cent, 1 year tax.
As you have said, this is just part of efforts to revitalize the downtown area. Beyond this, what other plans for the both sides of the river for revitalizing the downtown?
Well, North Little Rock has gone through a planning process that's they're beginning to implement part of it right now, which would involve some additional ways to cut through the levee on the north side and open up promenades and walkways and kind of connect their what they hope to be redeveloped downtown in the future to the riverfront in a more personal way, so it flows back and forth. And then you add this event center and a marina and all of that over there, and plus they've got area designated in the future for residential living, and I think there's some real potential there in that. Even some of the ideas they have to kind of reconstruct the old part of Main Street in North Little Rock for the future could be a really fun and interesting shopping area on the north side of the river. On our side of the river, over on Little Rock, East Markham and West Markham, in fact, the whole Markham corridor has become a very, very, I guess, people-oriented place, because we have a fairly nice riverfront development there with the park itself, and Riverfest is held there, and people are familiar with that. You go back down to the far west end of it, and you've got the Children's Museum down there. You move your way back down past City Hall and police and courts and public facilities to the Convention Center. The new DoubleTree Hotel, which was the Camelot, $8 million going into complete revitalization of that hotel. It's going to be a top-notch hotel for the community. Other streetscaping improvements along Markham, the old State House and the Clinton Museum that's in there now. Then you move down to doubling the size of the convention center and the new parking deck there. In addition to that, you'll have We've already been contacted by other major hotels who are looking at Little Rock if we move ahead with this project, so more than likely there would be another major high-rise hotel that would be built in conjunction with the expansion of the convention center. Then move on farther down to the east, and you get past La Harpe and Cumberland there, and there's a district that is being actually formed that came out of the community Future Little Rock, which is called the East Markham Cultural and Entertainment District. And the money is already in place for the streetscaping there, which will turn that into a nice place for people to walk and move around on the old East Markham. The old terminal warehouses where 40,000 square feet of the new Museum of Science and History will be going into that, along with shops and restaurants and possibly some condos and what have you in that huge old building. Right next to that and backing up to the riverfront and fronting on East Markham will be the new Farmers Market, permanent home for that. The money is already appropriated for that. It's a public-private partnership. It's going to be a Seattle, San Francisco-type Farmers Market. Then you add to that the new library that's going into the old Phones Brothers building on 2nd and backing up to Markham Street itself. And those are just a few of the things that are already in place, and they're going to happen with or without the passage of this. But if you add to that the things that we've talked about with the river project itself, I mean, you can begin to see that we're talking about major change that is going to be of tremendous benefit to our community and make our central core and downtown an exciting place. Not that it's going to solve all the problems, but it really is moving in the right direction, and I believe we're already seeing private monies that are starting to step up and say, if these happen, we're looking at doing such and such. We want to buy an old building down there and renovate it ourselves. And I can tell you the ripple effect of this is something that if the voters see the wisdom in this, and I hope they will, I think we'll see played out to our positive benefit over the years.
And with this many old warehouse buildings being renovated, any plans for doing anything with your office storage building?
Well, that's interesting you say that, because my big old yellow building down on 3rd and Rock Street where we have our furniture store, we're looking at it for other possible uses. I've got a contractor who has looked at it now. I've considered the possibility of loft apartments. I've considered the possibility of office space instead of retail space, or a combination of retail and office space. And I think that as that area changes, I'll know what's best for our building at that time, too. But we are already looking at some of the options there. And as the, I guess I'll say that as the industry, the office products industry has changed, I've almost had to do so because some of the major retailers out there now, like Office Depot, I give them a lot of credit for gobbling up a lot of the market.
Well, Mayor, anything else you want to add? We're just about out of time for this segment.
I appreciate you having this talk show, and I would just remind people that August 1st is the vote day. I would encourage them to vote yes, because as the mayor of Little Rock, I see this as one of the most exciting opportunities for us and quality of life issues that I've seen come along in my career in public service. If there are questions people have or they feel like they don't have the information, please give us a call at City Hall, and we'll try to answer them and hopefully inform them as best we can so they'll see the wisdom in voting yes August 1st.
Mayor, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Little Rock Mayor Jim Daley. Coming up next, we'll take another look at the River Project. This is Newsroom. And welcome back to Newsroom. I'm Michael Hiblin. My guest in the second half of the show is John McCaleb. He's the president of the Pulaski County Property Owners Association. Now, John, this may be an incorrect assumption on my part, but it seems to me, based on what I've seen, that your group is one of the few groups that's come out opposed to the river project.
Well, I don't believe this is true, Michael. We have had calls from a lot of people, a lot of neighborhood associations and different groups that are opposed to this project. Some of them are afraid to get out because they city has such power over people's economic conditions and so forth that they're, some people are a little afraid to get out on this subject, but we're getting a lot of calls from a lot of people, and we find that there's a lot of people that are against this project.
So why is your group opposed to this?
Well, we're against it because they're asking poor people, widows, medium-income people, young families, to pay for something that they'll never be able to use. The tickets for in this arena, we figure, will average, say, $20 each. And a family of four come to this arena, it'd cost $80. This leaves most of the young families out because they just don't have the money. And then the older people and the medium and lower incomes just can't afford to use this thing, but they're being asked to pay a tax, and we feel like it ought to be on a user basis. The people that that use this arena, they should pay the tab for it.
And who in particular do you think should pay this? What particular user?
Well, we feel like it ought to be added to the ticket price. If you go in and use the arena, well, then you pay on your ticket to pay for the arena.
Well, how about the argument that's made by some that this will bring money into the state via conventions and conferences and things like that?
Well, we question this. Now, this arena, we'll talk about the convention center a little bit later, but say the arena will not, we think it'll take money out of the area. Now, these big bands and entertainers and the basketball teams and so forth, they get big bucks for their entertainment. When they come into Little Rock, they get big bucks. They take out sometimes $1 million or so for these big shows. And this is going out of the economy. Now, a lot of these restaurant people and so forth should think about this. The person who comes in and buys this arena ticket, he's just got so much disposable income. A lot of times, and this is what they find in other cities, the people go and spend their money for a rock concert or something, but they don't go out to eat. Now, they would spend the money here in our local economy if they didn't go to this rock concert, but they're spending it at the rock concert, and the big percentage of it is going out of state to the artists and entertainers. Now, as far as the convention center, we have been for years subsidizing this convention center we have down here. We're subsidizing it at the rate of $5 million a year at the present time. Now, if it was such a good deal bringing these conventions in, the people have bought and paid for these people a convention center down there, and they're still taxing us $5 million a year.
You're talking about the old State House.
The old State House Convention Center. Well, now, this is kind of like if it would pay for itself, then they ought to have money left over to buy the additional convention center. If it was a good deal, we feel like it they could buy a new convention center with it. Now, let me tell you about an old joke that Minnie Pearl used to tell. Her dumb brother used to go up in Kentucky and buy hay for $1.50 a bale. He'd bring it down to Tennessee and sell it for $1.25 a bale, and he decided he wasn't making any money. And he said, "We got to get a bigger truck." Now, this is the same situation we're going through on this convention center.
Well, a lot of the argument has been that we don't have the facilities large enough to capacitate some of the groups that are wanting to have their conferences and conventions here.
Well, I've heard that argument, but I'm not for subsidizing these people to come in here and have their group meetings. If the thing will pay for itself, I'm all for getting them in here. I like convention people, and we're all for getting them in here, but I'm not for the taxpayers having to subsidize these people to come in.
Now, you also held a press conference recently out there at the site of the old Kmart building in the area where the arena will be built. Why don't you explain a little about why you were down there?
All right, we went down there so we could show the press the parking problems at that site. Now, many of you know where the site is. It's at Broadway and Interstate 30 in North Little Rock. It's west of that intersection. The old Kroger and Kmart you're familiar with, this is the only parking that they're providing for this arena, except they say, they draw a map and they say you need to go up in the residential and commercial area north of this and park in that neighborhood. Now, that neighborhood is a high crime area. We were over there today, and there were a lot of homeless people came up to our news conference. We had people just walk up there, and this is going to be a problem over there. Now, the Superdome in New Orleans, which I have an excerpt here from Nightline, they said the thing loses $40 million a year down there, and I've heard that they have a problem with homeless people even living in the Superdome. So this could be a problem in this arena. And also, they're displacing 300 good jobs over there in the area. Now, they're going to tear down all these buildings, the Kmart and the Kroger store and the Presidential Bacon and the River City Materials and several other besides this. They're going to tear these down. Now, these people have good jobs here. We're going to destroy 300 good jobs, and we're going to bring in, we think, two or three people to run the arena, and then they'll have a lot of part-time minimum wage jobs there, many less than what we'll eliminate by the building of this thing. So it's a job destroyer, not a job creator.
Let's talk specifically a little bit about the tax. One of the main selling points by the cities that are involved in this and the advertisers, the advertising campaigns, is that this will only be a small tax that will only last for a year. Why would your group be opposed to this?
Well, for one thing, the principle of the thing, it's not going to be just for 1 year. They're selling you a river project, they call it, and they're actually all you're going to get out of is an arena. The arena is going to cost from $45 to $49 million. This is just the cost of the arena itself, and these figures don't include soil studies and environmental investigations and the infrastructure and land cost. And furnishing the arena is $10 million. Land cost is $7 million. This thing is going to come out about probably maybe $15 million in the red to start with. They're going to lack that much money, having the money to build this arena and this. And that doesn't include, they're going around and showing people all these beautiful pictures of streetcars and water taxis and light rail systems. There's not a dollar of this money going to any of this stuff. It's all goes to the arena and the convention center.
If anyone wants to get in touch with you or your group, how can they do that?
The best way would be to call me at 888-4253.
888-4253.
Right.
My guest has been John McCaleb, the president of the Pulaski County Property Owners Association. John, I appreciate the time.
I appreciate it too, Michael. This is our only way to get our story out, so we appreciate you letting us on your show.
You bet.
You've been listening to Newsroom, a production of the Radio Television Film Department at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. We welcome your comments. Write to Newsroom, KUARKLRE, 2801 South University, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72204. I'm Michael Hiplin. Thanks for listening.